Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Eichhorn. Maseches Bava Basra has been sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Yitzchak Katz, Leilui Nishmas, Meir Ben Tovia Katz, Mordechai Ben Yitzchak Meir Skala, and Basya Bas Moshe Leib Skala.
This shiur is on Bava Basra, Dafnun Hey. The Gemara and Dafnun Dalad on Bet Beis brought a member of Shmuel, Nechziak Marin, Kemidba, Kalamachsik Ben, Zachar Ben, and Abai asked Reb Yosef, Miyama Shmuel, Lochi, Vama Shmuel, Dina de Machusa Dina, Umalka Omer Lelikni Ara Ela Begai to the Melech as a law that one can only be Koine Karka Beshtar and no other Kinyon Mama Hani Bekarka. The Rashbam is Mefarish the Gemara's question, how can we say Nechziak Marin Kemidba Kalamachsik Ben Zachar Ben? How could Kalamachsik Ben Zachar Ben? How could Shimon come be Machsik and Karka that Reuven paid money to buy from the guy? L'chayri the Kinyon Shimon is using to be Koine this Karka with the Kinyon of Chazaka. Umalka Omer Lelikni Ela Begarta, the only kinyan one can be kind of karka is Bishtar. So how can Shimon be kind with the kinyan of Chazaka? L'chayre, the kinyan of Chazaka is not Mahani because Malka Omer Lelikni Ela Begarta. For Yeshtahar and the Rashbam, why is it that the Rashbam is Mefarish the Gemara's question? How could Shimon be Zeichen it? L'chayre, the kinyan of Chazaka is not Mahani because of Dina de Machus Adina. Why isn't the Rashbam Mefarish Kipshutai? How could we say Kalamachsik ben Zachaban that this karka is hefkin? Anyone who comes to Machsik in it is zeichin it. Al pidina de machusa, this karka still belongs to the guy. Malka omer lelikni ela begarta, the only kinyan one is koine karka with his bishtar, and being that there was no kinyan shtar used to misal the guy from this karka, the karka still belongs to the guy. So al pidina de machusa, dina, this karka belongs to the guy. So why do we say nichseak marin kemid, but being that al pidina atoyre, the karka is hefker, difficult, machsik ben zachaban, the chayre dina de machusa, dina should say it still belongs to the guy. So why is the Rashbam Mefarish the Gemara's question on Kalamachsik ben Zachaban? How could Kinyan Chazaka work? Why don't we learn the Gemara's question Kipshutai? Why is the Kalamachsik ben Zachaban the Chayyah Pidina de Machusa, the Karka still belongs to the guy? Rabbeinu Yonah is Mefarish, being that Api Chukei HaTorah, when Reuven gave the Kesef to the guy and the guy is Mekabel the Kesef, the guy is Mesulik from the Karka and the Karka now becomes Hefker, and the Allah will be Kalamachsik ben Zachaban, we do not say Dina de Machusa, Dina to Mukim the Karka back beyond the guy. Dina de Machus Adina is only Mahani to misalik somebody from Karka which he owns. It's like the Benyoni, it's doyment to Hefker, Bezdin Hefker. The halach is that Bezdin can mismafke somebody's mammon, they can misalik somebody's bailas from a mammon. Who Adin, Dina de Machus Adina says that the melech can misalik somebody from his mammon and be mafke somebody's mammon. But mitzadina de Machus Adina, we cannot say that the mammon is back b'shus somebody else. It can't be mukim mammon beyond a person. So therefore, being that Apichuki Atayri, this Karka is Hefkin, Kalamachsik Ben Zachaban, we cannot say because the Dina de Machus Adina, we're going to say that the Karka now belongs back to the guy, that Shimon can't be Machsik in it. So Memele Zakti Ashbam, what's the Gemara's question of Din of Nichse Akmar in Kamidwa, Kalamachsik Ben Zachaban, is only how could Shimon be Zeich in this Karka, being that Shimon is using the Kinyan of Chazak and the Kinyan of Chint. The Kinyan of Chazak is not Mahani because Malkam or the Likni Allah Begarta, the Melech said only Kinyan one can use to be Koine Karka is with the Kinyan of Shtar. Rabbi Chanan Kovitz Shurim is Mechiach from this Abeni Yaina. There's a Safik in the Rishonim and the Achreinim, the Anidin. What is the Allah in Hefke Bez and Hefke? Could one say Hefke Bez and Hefke only to Mesalik, be Mafke somebody's moment to make it Hefke? Or do we say Hefke Bez and Hefke also to Makne the moment to another person? Bezin could decide the moment belongs to somebody else, and with Hefke Bez and Hefke make the moment somebody else's. It's Mevuah Midivir Abeni Yaina that he holds the Allah of Hefke Bez and Hefke is only Mahani to Mafke somebody's moment and make it Hefke. But we cannot say mitzad hefker bezin hefker to be mukim the mammon biyad hasheni, to be makna the karka the mammon to somebody else. The melech like the Ben Yonah, just like hefker bezin hefker, bezin only has a koyach to be mafka somebody's mammon, and they don't have a koyach to be mukim the mammon biyad hasheni. Who are them? Dina the Malchus Adina is the similar halacha to hefker bezin hefker. It's only a koyach to be mafka the mammon biyad one person, but it's not mahani to mukim the mammon biyad somebody else, and therefore they cannot be mukim the mammon back biyad a guy and say the karka never left the rishus of the guy. It's Mavur also mitachdin v'Rabbeinu Yonah a new understanding of the halacha of Dina de Malchus Adina, Ashita Chadosh, and what the pshat is that Dina de Malchus Adina. The Rashbam is mefarish in the Vermaschov or Mashmuel, what's the pshat Dina de Malchus Adina? Being that Kolbene Amalchus are Makabal Aleim Meritzoinim Chukia Melech Umishpotov, that Kolbene Amalchus are Makabal on themselves Meritzoinim, the Chukia Melech and all his laws, the Hilkov Din Gomerhu, the Ein Lamachsik Mom and Kaveh Apichoik Amelech Anog, the Ein Mishim Gezel. So the Rashbam, being that the Bnei Amalchus are mekabel meretzoinim the Chukia HaMelech, one who follows the Chukia HaMelech and is machzik and mamon api Chukia HaMelech, it's not considered gezel. Hagam der api dinya atoyot be gezel, being that this is the Chukia HaMelech, which everyone is mekabel meretzoinim, these halachas, these rules are binding, and afilo api halacha, it is not considered gezel. The Dvar Avram in Siman Aleph Oizvav brings a nidin. If the Maksha to the Dvar Avram held this halach of the Ashbam that the Bnei Amalchus are mekabel meretzoinim and that's binding is only a din mid the Abanan. And the Dvaravam is chaylik that this, that the Bnei Amalchus are mekabel mitoinim chukki amelech u'mishpotov, is not only binding in halacha mit the abonin, it's afilu min ha-toyah, being that everybody is mekabel mitoinim, these mishpotim and chukim, memele it's binding afilu mit the reisah, this is a svar day reisah, this should be binding, and the halacha dinu d'machus edina afilu mit the reisah also. The Ran in the Dorm and the Chav Chesom and Aleph brings another reason why with the halacha dinu d'machus edina, the Ran brings b'shem ha-toysvis, being that all the oritz and the karka belongs to the melech. The Melech could say, "Loitasu mitzvoyse agarish eschem min oretz." If you don't do like my laws, I'll chase you out. Your whole schus to live in the land is only if you follow the chukei Melech, and therefore the chukei Melech are binding. Afilu min atoyin, afilu pi aloch. The din is din of the machus adina. And Zokteran, this is dafka by Malkei Akum, that are not in Eretz Yisrael. Memela, we could say all the karka belongs to the Melech, and the Melech can say, if you don't follow mitzvoyse, you don't have a schus to live in the land. In Eretz Yisrael, where Kol Yisrael are shutfen bam, and we can't say the Melech owns Eretz Yisrael. Kol Yisrael has a chelek and a shutfes in Eretz Yisrael. The Melech doesn't own all the karka, and over there we do not say dina de malchus adina. The laws of the Melech are not binding in dina atayim. We follow only dina atayim. We don't say dina de malchus adina. The Magen Mishnah in Perek Chav Zayin Luchas Malvul Veleiver brings a chiddush to Pidasa Ramam in the din of dina de malchus adina, and the Magen Mishnah explains we only say dina de malchus adina when it comes to chukum that are negeir the benefit of the melech that will pass l'tayelas ha-melech. But when it comes to stam chukum b'chafel anhog of the medina, we do not say the din of dina de malchus adina. And the Rishonim, the Ramban and the Rajman Asugya bring the shita of the Rambam, and they ask from the Gemara daf Nunhei Amar Aleph. The Gemara says, "Amar Rabba Hani Klas Mili Ishtoli Ukfun Banechem Yereish Kalusim Ishmei Dishmuel." First, he told him Dina Demachus Adina, and the second thing he told him is Arisusa De Parsoi Ad Mem Shnin. When it comes to in the Chukum of the Parsoim, a Chazok is only Ad Mem Shnin, and the Ashbam is Mefarish Tup Shatim. The Cheskas Parsim is Mem Shonim. Even though one is only Kainer Bishtar, if one is Machzik in the Karka for 40 years, that is also a Kinyan. One does not need a Shtar in such a case, and 40 years of being Machzik in the Karka is also a Kinyan. And in the second pshat, the Rashbam brings that even though for Yisrael there's a cheskas gemoshanim, when it comes to Eretz Paras, there is no cheskas gemoshanim, and ad mem shnin, it's not a chazaka, and after 40 years, it's considered a chazaka. And if you show him ask, according to the Das Rambam, this chayk that the chazaka is only after 40 years is not directly a tayelas and directly a benefit of the melech. So why is it that it applies over here, dina de machus adina? L'chayiv it's mevuah from our Gemara that dina de machus adina is afilu on chukim that are negeta on hagas hamedina that are not directly for the benefit of the melech, still we say dina de machus adina. But according to the Das Rambam, we could explain our Gemara. The Gemara brings that Abai asked Rabbi Yosef a question, Miyama Shmuel Hachi, the Shmuel said this halacha of nichsiak marin kemidba kalamachzik ben zacha ben v'amma Shmuel dina de machus adina. And the Ashbam brings in the Dimaskla Malay, I know lo yadana that Niyu Rabbi Yosef lechazabai, Rabbi Yosef was not chayiz mikoich this kasha of Abai. And if Yosef still held that Shmuel says this halacha of nichsiak marin kemidba kalamachzik ben zacha ben, and the machlekes between Abai and Rabbi Yosef was whether or not there's a chayka melech to say malkamel lelikni ala bigaita. Rabbi Yosef didn't hold that there was such a chayka melech that one cannot be kind of a chazaka and can only be kind of a shtar. And there's a little bit of a doichik to say that there's a machlekes between Abai and Rabbi Yosef whether or not there's a chayka melech of lelikni ala bigaita that one can only be kind of a shtar. According to the Das Rambam, we can explain this that Rabbi Yosef was not chayzim ikayich the kasha of Abai is because Rabbi Yosef held dina de malchus adina is only when it comes to chukum that are negeir to elis of the melech. And being that this halacha of lelikni ala bigarta that one can only be kind of bishtar is not for the benefit of the melech, it's a laws of the anhagas medina, but it's not for the benefit of the melech. In such a case, it would not apply the halacha of dina de malchus adina. Mashek and Abai held like the Rishonim that we always say dina de malchus adina, afilu when it comes to chukum that negeir to anhagas medina that are not l'tayelas ha-melech. And if Abai held there was a kasha, how could Shmuel say nichsak me and kemidba v'kal machzik ben zachaben? Ha'ilachay v'Shmuel says dina de malchus adina. And if Yosef held that it's not a question because we don't think dina de malchus adina over here being that these chukim are not negeir to the tayelas of the melech. And the mekor for the Rambam is the Gemara and Gittin and Avira Medbeis. The Mishnah brings the halach of kol ha-shtoris ha-ilim be'akoyi shalakim. All shtoris which are acceptable in the goyish courts are kosher shtoris. And the Gemara says it's mashma, bain when it comes to shtari raya, bain when it comes to shtari kinyan, as long as it's acceptable in the goyish court, even though it's apostle shtar, still halach is that it's kosher. The Gemara says, Bishlam Shtari Raya, the Gemara understands, when it comes to Shtari Kinyan, how is one kind of the Chayyid, the Shtar is a Chaspa Baalma, being that it's a Postle Shtar, how can one be kind? And the Gemara brings two terutzim, the Gemara brings from this halacha of Dina de Machus Adina, being that the Shtar is acceptable in a Goyish court, it's a Kosher Shtar, and one can be kind with the Shtar. And the Gemara brings a second terutzim, Vibayisemo, Tani Chutmi Kigi Tainoshim, that not only gitten the apostle, even a get, which is only acceptable in a goyish court as apostle a get, but anything similar to a get, meaning even shtari kinyan also, hagam, it's acceptable in a goyish court. If it's apostle a shtar, one cannot be kinyan with such a shtar. And the chayre being that we hold this halacha of dina de ma'achus adina, why is it that the Gemara felt the need to bring a second teretz? Why didn't the Gemara just be masik, being that dina de ma'achus adina, therefore one could be kinyan with such a shtar? Memela held the Ramam, the second teretz of the Gemara held, it does not apply the din of dina de ma'achus adina, being that this choik, this that the shtar is accepted in the goyish court, is not negir the tehillos of the melech. It's not for the benefit of the king. It's on hagas hamedina. It's a way of running the country, but it's not a rule which is negir be'etzim to the tehillos of the king. If in such a case we do not say dina de ma'achus adina, the Ramban in our sugi is matcher that this that the second teretz of the Gemara did not hold of the first teretz, did not hold it was maspik to say dina de ma'achus adina. Is that this that the chayka melech is that the shtar is acceptable is only once you come to the goyish court. When one comes with neha koish al akman being such a shtar, in such a case we say dina the machus adina because the law is that the shtar is acceptable. But there is no chayka oretz, there is no law that is passed that the shtar is to be acceptable anywhere, that everybody must accept the shtar. It's only when one comes with neha koish al akman that the law is that the shtar is acceptable and the court will pass not be the shtar. So being that it's not a law that has to be accepted outside of the court, mainly between two Yisraelim, such a shtar is a pasul shtar, and there is no law saying that the shtar is acceptable, and therefore the Gemara held it would not be maspik to say dina de ma'achus adina, and the Gemara gave a second teretz that the Mishnah means chutz mekigite nashin, that shtar kinyan also, even though it's acceptable, but be'akoy shalakum, one cannot be kinyan with such a shtar. Rabbi Yehuda brings a similar teretz to the Ramban, the second teretz of the Gemara, did not hold of dina de ma'achus adina, being that it's only b'fnei ha'koyi shel akum, there's a law that such a shtar has to be accepted, but outside of court, what one does not have to accept such a shtar, we do not say the halacha of dina de ma'achus adina. And Rabbi Yehuda continues, this that the first teretz of the Gemara held of dina de ma'achus adina is maspik to answer, so Rabbi Yehuda, once the meicher gives such a shtar, he cannot be chayzer anymore. Being that this karka is very hufka miyodai, the karka is yotze mirshusoi, memel lekech kenago be kind of the karka. What the din of the machus dina says that the karka is not in the rishus of the meicher, and the meicher cannot be chayze once he gives a start to the lekech. The dvarom in siman aleph is medayik from the divrei ben yoina. Why is it that the ben yoina felt a need to explain the first tirutz of the gemara that says din of the machus dina that the meicher can't be chayze because the karka is already yotze mirshusoi and therefore lekech kenago be kind of the karka? It's mashmah from Rabbeinu Yonah that we do not say dina de ma'achus adina to give it to the lekech. We only say dina de ma'achus adina that now it's no longer b'shus ha'moicher and it's hefker and it's lekech and can now go b'zeich in the karka because the moicher can't be chayzer once it's yotzer mirshusay. Zokted v'avram, we see from the shittas of Rabbeinu Yonah that dina de ma'achus adina only helps from mafka the karka to moitzer mirshusay. We mentioned earlier that Rabbeinu Yonah is going to shittasay. Rabbeinu Yonah also earlier compared the halacha of dina de ma'achus adina to hefker bez nefker. And just like by Hefka Bez Nefka, it's only Mehanit Mafkia, the Mammon Miara Bailam, Nati Mukmit Biara Sheini, who at the Dino de Machus Adina is also only Mehanit Mafkia, the Karka Miara Moiche, but it's not Mehanit Mukm, the Karka Miara Lekech. Zoktit Vavom, Rabbi Yoinin understood this Allah of Dino de Machus Adina. This that we find in the Gemara Darshans is Allah of Hefka Bez Nefka, that Bezna has a Kayakti Mafka and be Mesalik, the Bailam from the Mammon, and make this Mammon into Hefka. So the Ben Yonah, this halacha is lavdafka bezdin. It's anyone who's a shaiter and has a memshallah, he has a rulership and he has power over a medina, over a area. This that he has a memshallah and a shaiter over this area gives him a halacha and the koyach of hefka bez nefka. Hefka bez nefka is not limited dafka to bezdin. It's anyone who's a shaiter and has a memshallah over an oritz that gives him the schusim of hefka bez nefka. And just like we dashed that bezdin has a schus and a koyach, the mafka mammon, who had anyone who's a shaiter and a memshallah over oritz has a schus. And a koyach di mafka the moment, mail the halacha of dina de ma'achus adina comes from the din of hefker bez nefker. Hefker bez nefker is lavdafka when it comes to bezdin. Who adin the ma'achus also has this koyach of hefker bez nefker. The mail is Dr. Ben Yehuda, just like if I'm hefker bez nefker, it's dafka to be mafka and not the mukum and mammon biara sheni. Who adin when it comes to dina de ma'achus adina also the halacha is dafka to be mafka and not the mukum and mammon biara sheni. But Al-Kapanim, Rabbi Yonah understood, not like the Ashbam, that the Pshar in Dino de Ma'achus Adina is because they were B'nai HaMalchus from a Kabbal Mitzayim, Chukya HaMelech and Mishpatov, and not like the Ran and Grup B'Shem HaTosfos, that being that the Melech owns the Oretz, if you want to live in the land, you have to follow the Chukya HaMelech, if not, he has a Schus to be Timagarishim Me'artzai. Rabbi Yonah understood, the Halacha of Dino de Ma'achus Adina comes from the Halacha of Hefke Bez Nefke, it's Labdafka Bezin, it's anyone who has a Koyach and a Memsholus over the Oretz, gives him the Schusim and the Koyach of Hefke Bez Nefke. Al-Kopanim, he said, over bin Agi Adina de Ma'achus Adina, Abai asked Rabbi Yosef, how could Shmuel say, Nechsi Akam is Kemidbar, Bekalam Achsek, Ben Zachar, Ben Adalach, Adina de Ma'achus Adina? And as Raman Mabinyana Mefarish the Gemara's question, how could Shimon be machzik bikaina bachazaka, malkam lelikni ala bigaita? And they were not Mefarish that the karka still belongs to the Akum, being that Dina the Malchus, the Dina says there was no kinyan made because no shtar was given. Mabinyana is Mefarish because Dina the Malchus, the Dina is not Mahaniti, Mukam, Mamam, and Biara Akum, it's only Mahaniti, Mafkiya, the Mamam, Biara Shimon, and that is kinyan chazaka is not Mahani. And Rabbi Yehuda compares it to Hefker Bez Nefker, that it's only Mahaniti Mafka and not Mahaniti Mukam Amom Yarasheni. And Rabbi Chanan brought a raya from here to the needin of Hefker Bez Nefker is only to be Mafka, also to be Mukam Amom Yarasheni. We see from Rabbi Yehuda, he understood that Hefker Bez Nefker is only Mahaniti Mafka. We said, we also see from Rabbi Yehuda that he compares the Allah of Dinah the Machus Adinah to the Allah of Hefker Bez Nefker, that the Kayach of Dinah the Machus Adinah is Mikayach, this din of Hefker Bez Nefker, that's Mahaniti Mafka and Mesalak, a person from the Mammon, and make the Mammon Hefker, just like we find Bezna such a Kayach, or then the Malchus has such a Kayach. We said, with the Shita says, Ashbam and Dinah the Machus Adinah is being that the Bnei Malchus and Makabim, Mitzoyn and the Chukki, and Melach and Mishpatov, such a Kabbalah is binding, and the Allah is Dinah the Machus Adinah. That Vaharom Bura Nidin, if this Allah is only Mid Abon, not Akanas Chacham, that we should Dinah the Machus Adinah. And the Dvaram held that it's a svar de raiso, being that the Bnei Malchus from Makabal lechukei Amelech, it's binding afilu mid raiso also. We said over the Ranim Nedarim b'shem Atos from the Afkoches Amar Aleph brings the Allah of Dinah the Malchus Adinah is being that the Melech owns all the karka and the arets. He can say you only have a schus to live in this land if you follow lechukei Amelech, and if you don't want to follow lechukei Amelech, Agar Sheikh Mearzi, I'm going to chase you out of the arets. And Zok Tiran, that's Dafka by Malke Akum and in Chutzlaritz, when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, that Kol Yisrael have a Shutvis and a Chedek in Eretz Yisrael, the Melech doesn't have the Kayach, and we don't say the Allah of Dina the Machus Adina. We said over the Magen Mishnah brings the Das Rambam, that we only say Dina the Machus Adina when it comes to Chukim, that are for the benefit and Tehillos of the Melech. But when it comes to Chukim that are of Anhagas Hamadina, we do not say Dina the Machus Adina. To be Shayna Mask on the Rambam from our Sugya, the Gemara brings the Allah of Arisusa de Parsoy Ad Memshnin. The Chazaka by Parsoy is 40 years, either the Kinyan of Chazaka when it's claimed by Chazaka after 40 years, or the Ashbam Bo, the second Pirish, the Cheskas Gimoshanim in Parsoy is 40, after 40 years, one has a Raya, we don't say the Cheskas Gimoshanim after 3 years. But our Kaparim Tavur, we say Dina de Machus Adina, Afilo on Chukim that Rabbi Negev, on Hagas Amadina, not for the tales of the Melech. We said, over the feet of Rambam, we can understand why Rabbi Yosef was not Chazin, the Kash of Abai. Abai in his question is understanding that we say Dina de Machus Adina, Afilo on Chukim that Negev, and on Hagas Amadina. And Rabbi Yosef was not Chazin, because Rabbi Yosef, according to the Rambam, held that we only say Dina de Machus Adina, B'nik, when it's Chukim that Negev, the tales of the Melech. And this Dina, that Lelitni Ele Begarta, is not for the tales of the Melech, and therefore we do not say the Allah of Dina de Machus Adina. The Ashbam is mefarish that Rabbi Yosef and Abai were having machlekes b'negei the chuk ha-melech is there a din that malk omer lelikne lebegarta and that, and that was good for the machlekes Abai and Rabbi Yosef. We said over the mekar for the Rambam is from the Gemara and Gittin and Daf Yiram at Beis kol ha-shtar is ha-ilim ba-akoy shalakam ha-kosha, even a postal ha-shtar if it's acceptable in a goyish court, such a shtar is mahani. And the Gemara says bishlam ha-shtar raya, the Gemara understands, but a shtar kinyan, the Gemara ha-shver, how is one kainu with such a shtar? And the Gemara brings either Dina de Machus Adina, or we say Chutz Miki Gita Noshim that Gita Ashtakinyan is not included in this Allah of the Mishnah. So the Rambam held, why didn't the second third of the Gemara hold Dina de Machus Adina, L'chay we pass on Dina de Machus Adina? And the Rambam was mefarish being that this Chayk is not the Negea Ta'elis and benefit of the Melech, we don't say Dina de Machus Adina. The Ramban was Matche this Raya, and the Ramban said the reason why the second third didn't hold of Dina de Machus Adina is being that the Chayk HaMelech was only inside court the shtar is to be acceptable, but outside the Akoy Shalakum one does not have to accept such a shtar. Therefore there is no Chayk HaMelech when it comes to two Yisraelim to be that such a shtar is Mahani, and therefore one cannot use such a shtar as a shtar Kinyan. Rabbi Yehuda also brought this Pirush of the Ramban, and Rabbi Yehuda's Messiah, this that the first Pirush of the first Teretz of the Gemara said, Dina de Machus Adina is the Meiche cannot be Chayze, once you give such a shtar, the Karkas Mesulik Mimenu. And the Dvaram is Medaik from Ben Yehuda, it's Dafka, the Karkas Mesulik from the Meiche. But we do not say Mekech Dina de Machus Adina that the Lekech is Koine, the Lekech still has to go be Koine the Karka. And the Dvaram explained this, the Shita of Ben Yehuda, that Dina de Machus Adina only helps to be Salak and be Mafka the Mammon from the one who owns it, but it does not help to be Mukum the Mammon Biara Sheini. And the Pshad is because Dina de Machus Adina is a Koyach of Hefke Bez Nefke. Hefke Bez Nefke is not limited to Bezdin, it's anyone who has a Koyach and a Memshala over an Oretz that gives them the Koyach and the Schus of Hefke Bez Nefke. And Melo, Dina de Machus Adina, they have the Koyach and the Schus to be able to Mafke the Mammon and make it Hefke, but they do not have the Koyach to Mukum and Mammon Biara Sheini. We mentioned earlier the Gemara, Amaraba Hanitlas Mili Ishtoili Ukvin by Nechemye Reishkelusim Mishmei de Shmuel. The first thing he told them is Dina de Machus Adina. The second thing he told them is Arisusa de Parasoi ad Mem Shnin. We said over to Pshatim from the Rashbam in Paras, where the rule is one can only be kind of Bishtar. There is another way of being kind of. If one is machzik in the karka for 40 years, he can be kind of with such a chazaka of Mem Shnin. That's considered a chazaka to be kind of. The second Pshat in the Rashbam is in Paras. The halacha normally is that a cheskas kimoshanim is a right that the karka is his. In Paras, a chazaka of 40 years, after 40 years, it's a right that the karka is his. And the third thing he told him is Hani Zaruri, the Zavin Ara, the Taskas Vinuzvini, if the Avdei HaMelech sold for the taxes, a person owed taxes and they sold his karka in order to pay off his chayv of the taxes, the Zvini is the Zvini and the buyer can keep the karka. And the Gemara explains Hani Mili, the Taska, Tafka for the mass that's mutl on the karka. Avalacharga, the tax which is mutl al Golgolis to Kolechot Ve'echot, each person has to pay a tax also. In such a case, the Avdei HaMelech do not have a right to sell his karka in order to pay the tax, and therefore we do not say Zvini, Zvini. The Gemara says, "My time, Charga, Karkaf, the Gavre Munach. It's mutl on each person to pay. It's mutl only on the person, and the Avdei HaMelech do not have a right to take his nechassim." And Rav Huna ben Rav Yeshua is chaylik, and he says, "Afilu sari the kada, even barley which is in a barrel which is already harvested, metaltalin, everything a person owns is meshubah to the tax which he owes the Melech. And if the Avdei HaMelech sell, then zvini is zvini." The Gemara then asked Amr Rav Ashi, "How could Rav Huna ben Rav Yeshua say afilu all metaltalin that a person owns is meshubah to the tax of the Melech?" If you're right that all the nechassim that a person owns is meshubah to the tax of the melech, bitalta yirushas b'nei habachar, the havelei roi, because it comes that a person is never muchzik in anything he owns, being that it's already meshubah to the melech, it's meshubah to pay his taxes, it's not really his, and it's only roi to come to him, it's only something that's aimed to come to him, but it's not, he's not fully muchzik in it, being that it's meshubah to the melech, and the halach is the ein habachar noitel b'roi kibah muchzik. The Bechor only takes something which the father actually owned. He was already muchzik in the Peshas Misa. But let's say a chayv, if somebody owed the father's money, but the father wasn't muchzik in the moment Peshas Misa, that's called roi, and ein ha-Bechor neitel b'roi kibbe muchzik. In Kain over here also, being that the metaltalin that a person owns are meshubah to the tax of the melech, so until he pays the taxes, it's only roi, and the chayv, the Bechor should not be taking pishnayim, im kain betalta yirushas b'nei ha-Bechor min ha-Torah. And he answered him, "Alei yachi afilu taska nami. Why are you only asking a mi who says that it's even meshubit to karga? It's even meshubit to a tax which is mutla kolechod ve'echod. Even according to the man diomar that it's only for taska that a person can sell. It comes that even mevatel yerushas b'nei habachor from all karkois that a person's owns because his karka is meshubit to the taxes." And the Gemara answers, "Alei ma'aslach lemeimedi of taska omis. We are discussing where the person already paid the tax. He doesn't know any more taxes, and therefore his mamon is muchzik b'yodin and the bechor is neitel pishnayim." By the tax that's mutla gulgailus to kolechod ve'echod, also we discussed in case that he already paid his tax, and therefore the moment is muchzik b'yodei, and the bechor is neitel pishnayim. The Rishonim ask, why is it that the Gemara is bothered? How could the bechor be neitel pishnayim, being that he owes the melech money, the moment that he has b'yodei, he's not considered a muchzik, it's only a roi, and ein ha-bechor neitel pishnayim, b'roi kibbe muchzik. Ma'ishna, from a person after a person dies, we owe the ksubas isha, the isha could collect from the nechassim of the mace. He's also a Baal Chayv, and anytime a person owes money, we don't say because there's Nechassim HaMeshub, but it comes at the moment Sheish Labiyadeh is only Roi, and the Bechor doesn't pay Pishnayim. Being that it's only a Shibud Ba'alma, and it's Mechusa Guvayna, the Baal Chayv still has to collect in order to make it belong to the Baal Chayv. We look at it in the meantime as it still belongs to the person who owes the money, he's considered the Muchzik, and the Bechor can be Neitel Pishnayim. So Ma'ishna, the Chayv of the Melech, when a person owes the king money, we say the moment Sheish Labiyadeh is only Roi, from every Chayv, by every other Chayv, we say the person is considered a Muchzik, being that it's Mechusa Guvayna. And the Rashbam and the Maschil in Kain answers, being that the Shibud of the Melech is Adif Mishai Shibudin Uke Gavri Dami. The Shibud that a person owes money to the Melech is Adif from all other Shibudin, and it's considered Ke Gavri Dami, it's considered as if the Melech already collected the money, and the Melech is considered the Muchzik. Therefore, being that he owes the taxes, then it's considered as if the Melech already collected, it's Ke Gavri Dami. The Shibud makes, the Shibud that he owes it to the Melech makes it that the Karka is not his, it's only Roi, Eina Bechor Neutel Pishnayim, Beroi Kibbe Muchzik. Taisus and the Ramaschal in Kain Betalta Yerushas B'nai answers that when it comes to all of the chayvis, being that it's Mechusa Guvayna, and needs an Adrachta, and Achrazda, and a Shuma, there's a Seder of how a person is going through Bezdin with an Adrachta, and Achrazda, and Shuma. So being that there's a Seder of Piroin, we look at the Karka Shleish Tabiyada as he's the Muchzik, because it's Mechusa Guvayna, the Baal Chayv's class to come collect it. Mashenki, when it comes to the Melech, Zak Taisus, HaKarkois, Ikirin Shal Melech. Tais says the karkois be'ikran ashal melech, and it's kvahu muchzik v'loy michzik guvayna. When it comes to the melech, we don't look at it as mechusik guvayna, it's ikran shal melechain, and Tais leaves the dvorm stumin what it means to say by ikran shal melechain v'loy michzik guvayna. And near it, kinir it to mefarish kavanas atoisis alpi, what we said over earlier, the ran in the dorm and the afchavches brings b'shem atoisis to halach of dina de machus adina. being that all the karkos of the Medina may ikram belong to the Melech, and the Melech has the right to kick a person out of the Medina, he can say, if you don't follow the Chukya Melech, Agar Sheikh may art, so he can throw him out of the Medina. So therefore, the halacha is dina de machusa dina. The rules of the melech are binding, and I feel in halacha we have a halacha of it of dina de machusa dina. So what Din Tosis is saying, if a person owes taxes to the melech and a person is not paying his taxes, and the melech has the right to be goyve his karka, he owes this karka is meshubit to the taxes of the melech. We say the karka is ikrin shem melech, and being that the karka be'etzim belongs to the king, and his whole right to live on this karka is only so long as he follows the rules of the king. So being that in such a case, the shibud is a stronger shibud, and when a person owes to this karka's meshubit to the mas, that he did not yet pay his tax, we say it's ikran shal melech, and we look at the melech as the muchzik on the karka, and it's not mechusa guvayna, being be'etzim, all the karka of the Medina belongs to the melech. And therefore, in such a case where a person owes the money, that shibud makes the karka not muchzik, it's only considered roi. And the Gemara asks and came, betalta yirushas b'nei ha-bechor min ha-tayyah, because it's only roi, v'ein ha-bechor netel pishnayim, b'roi kibbe muchzik. The Dvar Avraham in Chelek Aleph Simen Vav explains Tosfos differently. He explains that being that the Melech is Ein Me'akov B'yodi to be Goyva, the Melech for sure can be Goyva, and there's no one who could stop him from being Goyva this Karka. It's Leidomi to all the Baal Echayv. All of the Baal Echayv that is a Seder Agviyah, and we're not 100% sure that the Baal Echayv is going to be able to collect his money. Therefore, it's the one who still owns the money is considered a Muchzik. And we don't say because it's Meshubah to all Baal Echayv that now it's only considered Roy, and Ein HaBachor Netel Pishnayim B'Roy Kibbe Muchzik. Being that the Bechayv is not for sure going to be Goyva the Mammon, the Shibud alone is not enough to make the Karka into Roy. Mashenkin by the Melech, that's Ein Me'akev B'Yodei, and it's Vadei that he could be Goyva this Karka, the Shibud is a stronger Shibud, and in such a case, being that it's Meshubah to the Melech, the one who owns the Karka, it's not considered Muchzik B'Yodei, it's only considered Roy, Ve'ina B'chon Eitel Pishnayim B'Roy Kim Muchzik. And the Chayv is also the Kavon of the Ashbam. We said earlier, the Ashbam says that the Shibud of the Melech is Adiv Tveyu Chigavi Domi. And the Chayv Kavanosa is similar to the Svar of the Dvar Avraham, being that there's Ein Ma'akev B'yad HaMelech, and he can for sure be gave with this Karka. The Shibud is a stronger Shibud, and the Shibud alone is enough to make that the one who owns the Karka is not considered the Muchzik, it's only considered Roy. And the Etzem Kash of the Gemara came, B'tal to Yerushas B'nei HaBachar Min HaTayra L'Chayv, there's a Ha'ara. What is the Gemara's question that all his Nechosma are considered Roy, being that his Karka is Meshubit to the tax which the Melech taxed his Karka is? L'chayiv, it's only considered roi the amount that he owes in taxes. The melech is only going to be goyva kefi what he owes in taxes. So why don't we say Yerushas b'nei ha-bechor will be niskayim in all nechosim that he owns more than the amount that he owes in taxes. Everything else he owns, which will not be nigva b'chayiv ha-melech, over there will be niskayim the halach of Yerushas b'nei ha-bechor. The lashon ha-tosfos in Divrei Maskelin came betal to Yerushas b'nei is afilu karka shove elef zuzes mishubedes le'davar mut. The shibud that the melech has on his karkoi is afilu a chayv of elef zuz is meshubit to a davar mu'ot, and therefore all his karka is considered roi. And Tosfos doesn't explain how is it that a karka shava elef zuz is meshubit to a davar mu'ot makes all his karka into roi. The Adama is mefarish more. The Adama explains being that the melech could be goyve any chelik of his karka, and on kol porto, every piece of karka he has, we don't know. Maybe the Avdei HaMelech will be goyve this chelik of his karka b'choyv, will be nigva in order to pay his taxes. Therefore, on every chelik of his karka, this may be the one that's nigva that makes all his karka into roi. Kol chelik v'chelik is considered roi. Ve'in ha-bechor neitel pishnayim b'roi kim ha-mochzik. Being there's a possibility of being goyve this chelik of the karka also, it's also meshubah to the choyv. Therefore, it's considered roi. Ve'in ha-bechor neitel pishnayim b'roi kim ha-mochzik. The Pischei Tshuva in Chai Shemish B'tzim in Reish Ayin Ches brings B'shem the Tshuvas Kilins Yankov. It's mashma that he understood Tosfos differently. It's mashma he understood that the Chayk HaMelech was that if a person doesn't pay his taxes, the Melech takes all his karka. B'makom that a person doesn't pay his mas, then the rule of the government was that the Melech takes all his karka b'chayva, being that he didn't pay his taxes on the karka. And therefore all his karka is considered roi, because until he pays the tax, the Melech can come take all his karka, and it's kegavri domi, the shibud of the Melech is adiv tvei. Therefore, until he pays his tax, only roi ve'ina b'chor neitel pishnayim b'roi kibbe muchzik on all his karka, because the rule is if he doesn't pay his tax, the melech can take all his karka. And the etzim achlik is mentioned in our Gemara, whether or not when it comes to charga, we say the halacha that after Avdei HaMelech sold the karka of a person to pay up the charga, do we say dina de machus adina, or don't we say dina de machus adina? The Amban asks a question, how could there be a machlikis l'chayv? It's totally, what is the rule of the king? Is there a rule that the Avdei HaMelech can sell the karka for charga? The Avdei HaMelech cannot sell the karka for charga. And if it was unknown what the rule is, why don't we go ask the Melech, ask him what the rules are, whether or not the Avdei HaMelech have a right to sell the karka for karga or not? How is it that we have a machlokes in the Gemara, whether or not we say dina de machus adina when the Avdei HaMelech sold the person's karka to pay up the karga? And the Ramban answers the Yisoidim dina de machus adina davar chadash, like the Ramban near in Advarim, that we only say dina de machus adina by dinin hayaduin la Melech bechol malchusai. We only say by dinin that I do it to the melech and all of his malchus, shehu v'chol ha-melochim ha-shayu lefon of him and all the kings that were before him had a hanoga, they were knowing these rules under ksuvim b'divi ha-yamim u'b'chuk ha-melochim. In such a case where all the kings before him, this was the rule that the land had for years before, it wasn't now nishadish with this melech, it wasn't nishadish with this person who's governing this specific medina, but it's from the chuk ha-melochim b'yamim ha-rishayinim. In such a case we say dinin the machus ha-dinah. What's nischadish specifically with this melech, the rules that he makes himself, in such a case we don't say dino the machus adino, and in such a case if the avdi melech would sell karka api the rules of this king, we wouldn't say that zvini zvini. The machlekes was, what was the rule of the medina miyamim arishayinim from the melachim ashayu lefan of what was ksuvim b'chayka melech miyamim arishayinim. And therefore they're arguing whether or not becharga, this that now the avdi melech were given a right to sell a person's karka in order to pay up the charga, was that also included in dina de machusa, dina miyamim avishayinim, or this was a rule that was nischadish more recently by this melech, and in such a case the halacha would be that we don't say dina de machusa, dina, and we don't say zvini zvini, a person can be moitzi from the one who buys it from the avdi melech, the original owner can come be moitzi miyadeh, being that the avdi melech did not have a right to sell his karka. The Gemara then brings the halacha of Mevasi, of Rabbi Yochanan, Hameitza, Vachatzav, Mavsikim, Benichse Ager. If one divides in field into two using a divider, he uses a chatzav, which the Rashbam is mefarish, either a tree or a grass, Shebreitichim, Yeshua, as Oretz is used to divide fields into two. The halacha is it's Mavsikim, Benichse Ager, to be considered two different fields, and if one is Machsik in one of the fields, it's not considered a Kinyan Ben Ager, the second field, he's only kind of the field he is Machsik in. When it comes to his payah, when it comes to his tumah, a meitzer and a chatzav are not considered to a divider to split the field into two, and they are still considered one field. He is chaylik, and he says, just like a meitzer and a chatzav are mafsik a field into two, when it comes to his payah, when it comes to his tumah, also a meitzer and a chatzav are mafsik a field into two. And the Gemara is Mefarish Peya Mayi. What does it mean that it's Minyan Hilchas Peya to be considered a Hefsek, or don't we consider it a Mafsek to field into two? It's Negev, if the person's Mechivti Mafish from Peya from each of the fields, or do we say this that he's Mafish from Peya from one of the fields is considered a Afrosha for both fields, being that they have a Loch of one field? And the Gemara is Mefarish further, Tumma Mayi, what do we mean when we say that it's considered a divider of Negev Hilchas Tumma? And the Gemara brings the Mishnah, Nichnas Labikavi Maisak Shamim, Vitumma Besada Plainis. One who's nichtas into a bika, and in this bika, one of the fields has tumma inside, and he says he was alachti lamakam aloz, he went into this area, and he doesn't know if he was nichtas into the sada that has tumma in it or not. And Rebbe Lazel, he's tar, and vachacham mitamin. And the Gemara is mefarisha, Rebbe Lazel, I'm a suffik bia tar, suffik maga tumma. The Gemara is mefarisha, Rebbe Lazel holds, if one is a suffik, whether or not he was nichtas into the field, in such a case, the halach is that he's tar, and we're not chishish for tumma. Safik maga tumma, if one is mesupik, whether or not he touched the makam tumma, he knows for sure he was nichtas into the sada. And the safik is whether or not he touched the makam tumma, in such a case the halach is that he is tamei. There are three shittas in the Rishayim to be mefarish. What is the machlekes, Rebbe Elazar, the Rabbanan? What are they arguing about, whether or not a safik bia is tamei or a safik bia is tar? The Rashbam is mefarish shittas Rebbe Elazar, being that it's a safik if he is bechlal nichtas into the field, it has the halach of a svek sveka. Safik if he was nichtas into the field, safik if he wasn't nichtas into the field. Now, if he was nichtas into the field, safik if he touched the makam tumah, safik he didn't touch the makam tumah. And as the halacha of his svek sveka, and therefore the halacha is that he's tar. And the Rabbanan know that it's all considered one safik. The whole safik is, did he touch the makam tumah? Didn't he touch the makam tumah? And being that even on the tzad, the safik bi is a safik really if he was nichtas into the field and touched the makam tumah, as the halacha of chadah sveka, being that it's chadah sveki, the halacha is that he is tamei. Toises in the Vemaschal, Rebbe Elazar Metar, being Shitas Rashi. Rashi is Mefarish to Machlikis to Rebbe Elazar, the Rabbanan is, even though it's, Bein according to Rebbe Elazar, Bein according to the Rabbanan, it's considered one Safik. A Safik if you touched the Makam Tumah, Safik if you didn't touch the Makam Tumah. Being that it's a Safik B, it's a Safik if it's Bechlal Nichtas into the field, it's a Nedumya to Saita. The Limud that we learn out that a Safik Tumah, Bishas Ayachid, is Tommy, is learned out from Saita. And being that by the case of Saita, it's similar to a Safik Maga, Safik like Maga, it's a Safik whether or not there was a Maisa's Nus, it's a Safik Tumma, but it's not a Safik B, it's not a Safik whether or not the Isha was Nichnas into the Makam Bechlal. So, Melu, we can't learn out from Saita for a case of Safik B, that we should say that Allah is Tamei. And being that there's no limit from Saita, Melu, we're Mukam on the Cheskas Tayyam, and Allah is Afil by a Safik Tumma, Bishas Ayachid. But Makam that it's a Safik B, a Safik that he wasn't Nichnas Bechlal, in such a case, we're Mukam on the Cheskas Tayyam, and Allah is that he's Tar. Mashiach in the Rabbanan, that doesn't make any nafkamina, a Safik if it was Nichnas, a Safik he wasn't Nichnas, or a Safik Maga and a Safik not Maga. Being that it's all one Chodesh Feika, both cases we can learn out from Saita, and we learn out from Saita that a Safik Tumma Mishus HaYachid is Tamei. Taisis brings the third sheet of Hashem Abenitam. Abenitam is Mefarish, Machlikas, Rabbalazar, Rabbanon is Bein Rabbalazar, and Bein Rabbanon agree that this case is a case of a Sfek Sveiko. And being that it's a Sufik Nichnas, Sufik Loi Nichnas, and the second Sufik of Sufik, if he touched the Tumah Sufik, if there is no Magar Tumah, there's the Aloch of a Sfek Sveiko, so Rabbalazar, the Aloch is a Sfek Sveiko is Tar. And Rabbanon hold that even though it's a Sfek Sveiko, B'Shus HaYachid, just like a Sufik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid, we should really be Mukam on the Cheskas Tyre and say he is Tar. Still, the Alachal Meshmesina tells us that Sabek Tumah Bishus Ayachid is Tomei when Amukam and the Cheskas Tairo. Just like we say Sabek Tumah Bishus Ayachid is Tomei when Amukam and the Cheskas Tairo, call Svekish at the Yachal the Rabbis. Afilu Svek Svek and Svek Svek Svek, all Svekas that we're married by are also Tomei. And just like a Sabek Tumah Bishus Ayachid by one Sufik is Tomei, Malichod the Sveka, Malichre Sveki, and Afilu Svek Svek is also Tomei, Shidis Avena Tam is the Malchlekis, or Belezin the Abon and Israel, and not by a Sabek Tumah Bishus Ayachid, a Svek Sveka is Tomei, or Svek Sveka is Tar. Hakapana, we have three sheetas. We have the sheet of the Ashbam, who's Mefarish to Machlikas, Rebelez, and the Abon is whether or not it's a Svek Sveika. Rebelez holds it's a Svek Sveika and it's Tar, and the Abon knows that it's Chod Sveika and it's Tomei. The sheet of Rashi is that the Machlikas is Avad, it's Chod Sveiki. Only could we learn that Safik Bia from Saita? Do we say that there's no Chilk between Safik Bia and Safik Mago? And therefore, just like Safik Mago, we say it's Tomei within Safik Bia is Tomei also. And Rebelez holds that you can't learn that Safik Bia from Safik Mago, and being that there's no limit from Saita, therefore we are Mukam on the Cheskas Tyre. And the third sheet we have is the sheet of Abeinu Tam. Abeinu Tam understands the Machlekes of Blazin, the Rabbanon is whether or not we say a Sfek Sveiko, Bishus Ayachid, just like Sufik Tumah, Bishus Ayachid, Bechad Sveikos Tamei, who are then a Sfek Sveikos Tamei. Also, do we say no, a Sfek Sveikos Chalik from Chad Sveiko, and a Sfek Sveiko is Tar? The Achreinim ask a kasha in the sheet of the Rashbam. The Rashbam is Mefarsh, the Machlekes, the Rabbanon, the Rabbanon is whether or not a Sufik Nichna, Sufik Lai Nichna, Sufik Maga, the Sufik Lai Maga is considered a Sfek Sveiko or considered Chad Sveiki. The Achreinim ask from the Shach and Simon Kof Yod in Sivkotin Yer Aleph and Uchas Sfek Sveiko, the Shach brings if the Shteya Sveikas on Mishem Echad, it does not have the Aloch of the Sfek Sveiko. And the Shach brings the Moshel of one who marries a Ketan and was Nival Lotachtov. And there's a Svek Sveiko, there's a Safik Boinis, Safik Beratzen, and I feel if Imtim Salim is Beratzen, maybe Bishas, there was Nivala, she was a Ktana, and Peter Ktana Oinisu. So the Shach, even though there's a Svek Sveiko, Safik Oinis, Safik Ratzen, I feel Beratzen, maybe it was a Ktana, and Peter Ktana Oinisu, I feel Ochi has a Loch of Chada Sveiki. Being that both of the Sveikis, the Heter is Mitzad, because maybe it was an Oinis. Just there's two reasons why it should be an Oinis. Maybe it's an Oinis because it was Takan Oinis, and maybe it was an Oinis because Peter Ktana Oinis, so it's just two Tzadim, why maybe it was an Oinis. It all has one shame suffix, and we consider Chod HaSveiki, and it does not have the Aloch of a Svek Sveiko. And this is based on a Tosis and Ksubis on Daf Tes. In fact, the Achreinim Akadash Bami Mefarish over here, that according to Abelazar, is the Aloch of a Svek Sveiko. Suffix Nichnas, Suffix Lay Nichnas, and Afilif was Nichnas, the Suffix, if he touched the Tumah, Suffix, he didn't touch the Tumah. L'chay, both Tadim of the Suffix is a Suffix, whether or not he touched the Tumah. The Tzad of Lay Nichnas is also that he didn't touch the Tumah. So Mkain, it's Chod HaSveiki, and being that it should have a shame, it should have a shame of Chod HaSveiki, and it's not the Aloch of a Svek Sveiko. Maishna, the case by us, by Savak Nichnas, Savak Nichnas, from the case of a Ktana, that's Nivul HaTachtov, that's a Savak Oinis, Savak Ratzen, now feel if it was Beratzen, Peter Ktana is Oinisu. And the Chavis Das explains the Shach, this that the Shach says, if the two Sveikis are one Tzad, and as a shame of Chod HaSveiki, we give it the Aloch of Chod HaSveiki, and we don't give it the Aloch of a Svek Sveiko, is Davke, if it is a Vadei Reisa, there was Davko Be'ilo, it was definitely Nivul HaTachtov, a Safik Boinis, Safik Beratzen, Afilif was Beratzen, maybe it was a Ktana, and Peter Ktana Oinisu. But there's a Vadei Reis, so there's no Safik on the Reis, so it was a Vadei Nivul HaTachtov, and therefore being that the two Tzadim of the Svek Sveiko are all Shem Oinis Chadu, so maybe as the Aloch of Chod HaSveiko, and we say it's us, so we don't give it the Kulis of a Svek Sveiko. Zokta Chavis Das, this is all when there's a Vadei Reis, and the two Tzadim are all Shem Echot. But in the case of the two Sveikas, even if all this shame chadu, this all shame is, and even in the case of shame oinis chadu, if one of the Sveikas is a Safik, if Bechlal is a Reyes over here, is there a Makam Safik at all? And then there's another Tzad to be made, I feel if there's the Makam Safik, could be it's still Mutter. Okay, going in our case, Safik Nichnas, Safik Loi Nichnas, is a Safik if there's Bechlal, any Makam to clear a Safik. If it was Loi Nichnas, there's no Makam Safik Bechlal. It could be Bechlal wasn't Nichnas into the sun, and there's no Makam to clear a Safik at all. Then there's a second Safik. There's a Safik, I feel if it was Nichnas, Safik if there's a Magatuma, Safik if there's no Magatuma. So I feel in it's here where it's Shame Chadu, where they're both the same, Shame Safik, that maybe he didn't touch the Tumah. But the first Safik is a Safik where not there's Bechlal, a Sibit to clear a Safik, it is a Safik in the Etzim Reyesah. And the second suffix is a suffix, even if there is a race, or maybe there's a tzad, it's a mutter, kashemah, there was no magatum, and therefore he's not tomei. In such a case, I feel the shach is also masking that we say that the halach of a svek sveika. The shach was only saying is klal that if a shema and oin is chadu, we don't give it the halach of a svek sveika. Bimakam, it is a vade reyesa, and both todnim are shem chadu. But in our case, that there's no vade reyesa, the first suffix is a suffix, if there's bechlal, any reyesa, there's bechlal, any makam, declare a suffix. And the second suffix is a suffix that even if there's a reyesa, and he was definitely nichnas into the sada. Suffix if he touched the tumma, suffix if he didn't touch the tumma. Over there, I feel in the case where the two tzadim, the two sveikas are shem chadu, they're both a suffix, that maybe there's no maga. I feel rachi, we could split the sveikas into two, and as the halacha of a svek sveika, and therefore Rabbi Elazar holds it is tar. The third sheet to be said over, Tosis bo b'shem Rabbeinu Tam, the machlikis Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanan is whether or not a svek sveika by suffix tumma b'shesayachid is tamei yotar. Rabbi Elazar holds a svek sveika is tar, and we do not say that just like suffix tumma b'shesayachid is tamei, so too a svek sveika is tamei. Only a svek sveika is tar, and the Rabbanan achelik, the Rabbanan hold mali chod a sveika, mali chvei sveiki. And Tosis is masber, just like we find the suffix tumma b'shesayachid, we should really be mukum on the cheskas tyrant, say it's tar, afi lachi, we say the halacha, l'maish misinai says that it's tamei. Who had then also a svek sveika, which the halacha should be that it's tar, the halacha, l'maish misinai should say that it is tamei. And the Tosis need the explanation. Where would we see from the suffix tumma b'shesayachid the makom that is a cheskas tyrant? We see from Saita that the halacha is that it is tamei. Minolanu to say that by a svek sveika also. What's the svar Tosis is saying? Mali chod a sveika, mali chvei sveiki. Where do we see from this that one suffix we say the halacha is that suffix tumma b'shesayachid is tamei? That from there we should say who adin calls sveika shatayachid l'rabbi salav and afilo a svek sveika and a svek sveika also the halacha should be suffix tumma b'shesayachid is tamei. Rabbi Chanan Kovitz Yerim explains as a machlekes of Rishonim, what is the halacha of a svek sveika neged a chazaka? Do we say that the chazaka is adif, or do we say that the svek sveika is adif? So Rabbi Chanan, according to the shittas that say that a chazaka is adif from a svek sveika, we can understand the taisvis. Being that a chazaka is adif from a svek sveika, and still we say a svek tumma b'shesayachid, afil b'makim that he has a chazaka, still we say that the halacha is that he's tamei, and we're not mukim on the cheskas tayre. We say suffik tumim b'shesayachid afilu the cheskas tayre. The halacha is that it's tamei. So just like b'makom a cheskas tayre, we say that the halacha is that it's tamei. Kol shekein musayu adin afilu b'makom it is a svek sveika. Also, the halacha will be that svek sveika by suffik tumim b'shesayachid. The halacha is that it's tamei. Was like Rabbi Chanan according to the shittas that hold a svek sveika neged a chazaka. The svek sveika is adif. So okay, what's the pshat in Tosfos? Well, how can we see just because we find that a suffik tum b'shesayachid with a cheskas tayra, the halach is that it's tamim and nalanu to learn after different svek sveika is other from a chazaka. So when nalanu that makom svek sveika also we say a suffik tum b'shesayachid is tamim. The achrenim say a svar of Shimon Shari Yesher in Shari Aleph Perek Yates and of Shleim in Ksubis and Simon Dalad being a svar that this that we say svek sveika is mutter. The reason why svek sveika is mutter is because first we have a suffik isser, and the halach is that suffik deraisa l'chumra. But this that we say suffik deraisa l'chumra is not a vada isser. It's only it's a isser that we have to be choshish for the tzad isser, and it's asam mi suffik. The entire halach of suffik deraisa l'chumra is to be choshish mi suffik, and it's a suffik isser that one is, it's asam mi kayach the suffik. Memela, when a person has a second suffik, it's not the pshat that now he has again a suffik isser. He has a suffik whether or not there's a suffik isser. The entire halacha of suffik deraisa l'chumra is only in the case when there's a suffik that there's a vada yisr. But if it's a suffik, whether or not there's a suffik yisr, we do not have the halacha of suffik deraisa l'chumra, and therefore the halacha that svek sveika is mutter and a svek sveika is tar. Zaktav Shimon Mele in our case by suffik tumma b'shesayachid, being that the halacha is that a suffik tumma b'shesayachid is tamei and it's not tamei b'tayr is suffik, it's tamei b'tayr is vadai. A suffik tumma b'shesayachid is a halacha l'meishim yisina that it's vadai tamei. Memela, when it comes to the second suffix is not a suffix on a suffix yisr, it's a suffix on a vada yisr, and therefore it would still be included in the halacha of suffix deraisa l'chumra and suffix tumma, the halacha would be that it's tamei, when it has to be cheshish for the tzad tumma. The entire halacha that a svek sveika is mutter, it's only in a case where there's a suffix, whether or not there's a suffix yisr. In such a case, we can say a person that doesn't have to be cheshish for a suffix of a suffix yisr, and the halacha that's mutter, and the halacha that it's tar. Mashenkin, in the case of suffix tumma b'shesayachid, where it's not a suffix on a suffix yisr, being that there's a halacha l'meish misina that tells us that a suffix tumma b'shesayachid is vaday tamei, it comes that it's a suffix on a vaday yisr. In such a case, it goes back to halacha that suffix a suffix deraisa l'chumra, and therefore he has to be choshish for the tzad tumma and be choshish for the tzad yisr. Although this is a good svara to explain why is it that Tosfos holds that a svek sveika by suffix tumma b'shesayachid is tamei, it's difficult to read this into the words of the Tosfos. Taisis is medama, just like we find by Chodesh Sveika. Afilu b'makom et ezecheskas tyre. We say salvek tumen bishus ayochid is tome mali chod sveika mali chvei sveiki. And just like that's the halacha by one salvek with a chazak, who would then by a svek sveika by a salvek tumen bishus ayochid, the halacha that it's tome. It's mevuah from the Maharsha and the Maharam and Chun and Avtesamid Beis that this that we have a hilchasa salvek tumen bishus ayochid is tome. There's two halakim to the hilchasa. The first chelik is that even though there's a cheskas tyre and we should really be mukam on the cheskas tyre and say that it's vaday tor, we're not mukam on the cheskas tyre and as a halacha of a safek tumma. We cannot use the cheskas tyre to say it's tor and as a halacha of a safek tumma. We have to be choishish for the tzad tumma. And that's the first chelik of the hilchus of safek tumma b'shus hayachid is tamay. The second chelik of the hilchus is that not only it's a safek tumma but as a halacha of vaday tumma. There's a second chelik to the hilchus so that we don't, not only we're being choishish and it's a safek tamay, but it's as a halacha of vaday tumah, you have to treat it like it's vaday tumah and vaday asa. And that's the second chelik of the hilchus that we learn out that safek tumah b'shus hayachid is tumah. So it comes out this that the achrenim are being masber, that we, this that Tosfos says a svek sveika by safek tumah b'shus hayachid is tumah is being that the first safek is not a safek tumah, it's a vaday tumah, and it comes that the second safek is a safek on a vaday tumah, and different one has to be choishish and doesn't have the halacha of a svek sveika. But how can we learn that out from the halacha that we don't go basa chazaka? This that we don't go basa chazaka is the first chelik of the hilchasa that we don't go basa chazaka and as a halacha of a safek tumah. The second chelik of the hilchasa is this that it's a vaday, but l'chay one has nothing to do with the other. If Tosfos is saying this that the svek sveika by safek tumah b'shus hayachid is tumah is learned out from this halacha that we don't go basa chazaka, it's mashing these two halachas have shaykhis to each other, and l'chay we can't take the pirush of the achrenim that the reason why we don't go basa svek sveika is because being that safek is kevaday, it's not a svek sveika and it's only one safek. Reb Shimon and Chayesha is masber that Vaisteis from Tosfos he understood not like we said over from the Mashon and Aram and Chulon on the Testament base. The reason why we don't go basa chazaka by a safek tumah b'shus hayachid is not a separate din that we shouldn't go basa chazaka and it's different as a loch of the safek. The reason we don't go basa chazaka and say the cheskas tayre should tell us that it's tar is because chazakas were only set on sveikas. It's only in a matzah where a person is mesupik we don't go basa, we go basa chazaka, and if it's a cheskas tayre we'll say it is tar. Being that safek tumah b'shus hayachid, the halach is that it's vaday tamei. We bechlav don't have a suffix over it. There's a halacha of Moshe Messina telling us that it's vaday tamei, so there's no makom to put a chazaka to say the cheskas tayre should say it's tar. It's vaday tamei. There's no sveikas, and if there's no sveikas, there's no makom to mukam on a chazaka. Memeila Tosfos is learning out from here. This that we say it's vaday tamei. There's no makom to shtel a chazaka bechlav. Who would then? There's not going to be a makom to say svek sveika. Being that the first suffix is not a suffix tum, it's a vaday tumo. There's no makom to say a svek sveika. It's not a suffix on a suffix iser. It's a suffix on a vaday iser. Just like we don't go basa chazaka because suffix is kevaday. So who would then? We can't say bechlavish be alacha svek sveika. It's only one suffix. So Tosfos is mali chod sveika mali trei sveiki. Just like you don't go basa chazaka, we say it's also. Who would then? We can learn that from there also by a svek sveika suffix tum b'shus ayachad alachas that it's tamei. Being that it's a suffix on a vaday iser, it's just a regular old. It's a regular suffix iser. That it's also halacha that it's tamei. The Gemara continues. This time we say a meitzah and a chatzav a mafsik b'negei a peya and a mafsik b'negei a tumah and b'negei a nichse agav le'inyin Shabbos loy and Rav is choyek that who didn't feel inyin Shabbos also a meitzah and a chatzav a mafsik of reshus into two. And the Gemara explains the Tanya hoitzi chatzig gregus if one was meitzi a chatzig gregus to reshus a rabbin and he puts it down and then he went and he's meitzi a second chatzig gregus. If it was behalom echad, if it was when one shikha that he was moitzi to chatzig gregus, and in such a case he is chayiv. But if it was b'shtei alamis, if he had a idea in between, if he knew about Shabbos in between and it wasn't the same shoygig, in such a case he was moitzi chatzig gregus, and then a second chatzig gregus b'shtei alamis he is pater. And the b'risa brings Reb Yosi Omer afilu behalom echad also. If he is moitzi to chatzig gregus into one rishus, he is chayiv. But if he's moitzi chatzig gregus into one rishus, and then he's moitzi a second chatzig gregus into a second rishus, being that he was moitzi into two separate rishuyos, in such a case we don't see it as a malacha of being moitzi a full gregus, and he's potter because he was only over on a chatzig shir. Tosfos in the Ve'amaschol Be'alam Echad Chayiv asks from the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kuvdal on Amid Beis, the Gemara brings the halacha of a kosev ois achas betferio and ois achas betzipori. The Isra on Shabbos is a malacha of being kosev shtei oisiyos. If a person writes it two oisiyos in two different places, so the Gemara is still chayiv, even though the two oisiyos cannot be read together. And the Gemara explains it's ksiva he did the malacha of ksiva el shemachusik kreva. It just needs to be brought together. Then we'll see the two oisiyos together. Therefore, it has a din of a kosev shtei oisiyos, and he is chayiv for the malacha of kosev. In fact, this is maishna when it comes to kosev. We say this klal of ksiva el shemachusik kreva. And when it comes to itzah, a person is moitzing to two separate rishus, we say he's potter. And we don't say this klal that it's a itzah el shemachusik kreva. One only has to bring it together. Tosfos is being the third b'shem to read that it's chalak the malacha of ksiva from the malacha of itzah. When it comes to the malacha of ksiva, the malacha is the writing, and the chelik of the ksiva, the chelik of malacha of kaisiv is nigmar, even for a person writing in two separate places. All that's missing is the craver of bringing these two aces together. But the chelik of ksiva is nigmar, the chelik of malacha of kaisiv is finished, and therefore we look at it that he did the shiur of ksiva, he wrote two aces, we see it as one ksiva, and we say ksiva yishal mechusa craver, and he is chayiv. Mashenki, when it comes to the malacha of aitzah, being at the malacha is to bring it into another rishos, the malacha is gufa de avarim rishos l'shos. So therefore, if it's mechusa kreva, if it's mechusa being brought together, he didn't bring the two chatzi grevus into the same rishos. He put into two separate rishos, and it's still mechusa kreva. It's still not nigma the malacha saitza. It's still not nigma the malacha being mavir from one rishos to another. He still has to bring the two chalakim together to be considered that he brought it into one rishos. And then when he brings the full shir into one rishos, he'll be chayy for the malacha of saitza. So being that it's not yet nigma his malacha, it's not nigma his carrying it, he still has to carry these two pieces and bring them together into one rishus to see the entire malacha as one. Therefore, we don't say the klal of ksivya shemachus sekrev, when we say b'negei itself, his person's mighty into two separate rishuyas, zakter b'yasi is pata. It's mevuah from Taisis that Taisis understanding the halacha of this that we say shtei rishuyas is pata according to b'yasi, is that there's a chasar in the etzim malacha of itself. There's a halacha in the malacha of itzah that the din is that one is chayav when he brings it into one rishus. If one brings it into two separate rishuyas, he was not even the malacha of itzah. And we don't even say it's mechus sekreva, being that's good for the malacha is the carrying, so maybe it's still chasar in the etzim malacha. And bringing it into two separate rishuyas is not the malacha of itzah, and therefore a person is pata. The Rashbam and the Vyamaschal b'shtei rishuyas is mashmar is chaylik on taisvis. The Rashbam explains b'shtei rishuyas, or Rabbah m'flogim zem izeh, as potters, like the Rashbam, the rishuyas mechalkes firlei. The reason why according to B'yasi b'shtei rishuyas is potter is not because the malacha of itzah is mechayiv, a person has to be moitzin into one rishus. And being that he didn't do the malacha of bringing it into one rishus, he put into two separate rishuyas and still mechusir krei, but if he's potter. The Rashbam is mashmar is a halacha of rishuyas mechalkes. Hagam was over the malacha of itzah, he is moitzi a chatzi gregus and another chatzi gregus. Is the din that the Rishuyas are Mechalka, is this that he brought into two Rishuyas, is Mechalka is mice into two. And we see there's two separate mice and being that it went into two separate Rishuyas. It's not the pshat as a chasson that he was not yet gomer the Malacha of Eitzah because he didn't put it into one Rishus. Only even though he did the Malacha of Eitzah, there was in between something that was Mechalak, just like Halamos are Mechalak. If it was in two separate Halamos, we don't see it as one Maisa. And we see each one as a Maisa by itself of a Havara of Chatzi Shir. Who had then also there's Rishuyas Mechalkas, and we see there's two separate Maisim. The person was Maitzim into two separate Rishuyas, there's two separate Maisim of Aitzah, and each one is the Aitzah of a Chatzi Shir, and we were not Metzarif them together, and therefore the person is Pater. On the Etzim Halacha mentioned in the Braisa, if a person is Maitzi a Chatzi Kegregus, he is Pater, it's only if a person is Maitzi a full Shir of a Gregus, he has Chayiv. The Rashbam is Mefarish, the Mesach HaShabbos, Nana Maitzi Oichlin Chayiv Bekegregus, the Shir Aitzah is Bekegregus. Dr. Rashbam, why is it that the Shir is Kegregus to be Shabbos Malachis Machsheves Osvatoira? And if a person's Maitzi Chatzi Gregus, it's not a Choshev Malacha, being that he was not Maitzi a Choshev Amount, it's a Chasar and Malachis Machsheves Osvatoira. It's Mavua from the Rashbam, a Grace Chiddush, the Rashbam is Mavua, this that we say that a Chatzi Gregus is Potter, is not the Pshat, it's a Chatzi Shir, and as the regular Halacha is that a person does Maitzi from a Chatzi Shir, he didn't do the full Shir of the Malacha. There's a new chesaron when it comes to Malachas Shabbos. If a person is not mighty the full shir, it's a chesaron in Malachas Machsheves. He's doing only a chatzi of the malacha. He didn't do the full malacha because the malacha that's also is only Malachas Machsheves. And if a person only did a chatzi shir, he's not doing the malacha bechlal. It's considered a chatzi malacha. And a chatzi malacha is only asim de abanan. This that we say normally chatzi shir asim in atayr is if a person does the iser, but he only does a half a shir of the iser, we say chatzi shir asim in atayr. If it's a chesaron in the etzim malacha, if the malacha is only a malachas machsheves, only if one does a choshev a malacha, in kain the p'tur of chatzi shir is not the regular halacha of chatzi shir also min atayr. Over here it's a chatzi malacha, he didn't do the malacha b'chlal because malachas machsheves also atayr, and this is not a malachas machsheves. He didn't do a malachas machsheves in a chatzi shir. He didn't do a malachas machsheves b'chlal because a chatzi shir is not a choshev a malacha, and therefore it's considered a chatzi malacha. It's like doing an akira without a anocha, which is a chatzi malacha. It's only asim d'abanan. It does not have the halacha of chatzi shir asim in atayra. Rashi in Shabbos and the fine dalad amar aleph is chilek on the Rashbam. Rashi in the v'yamasru b'chimute lefo is pachas mikashir. Zok Rashi, the person cannot be oifer pachas mikashir because chatzi shir asim in atayra, and Rashi shtal su even to malachas Shabbos also is the halacha of chatzi shir asim in atayra. It's the regular halacha of kol atayra kulo. The person did the malacha, but he did it by chatzi shir asim in atayra. And the Rashbam was that by Shabbos is a special halacha, it's not the halacha of chatzi shir asim in atayra. It's a chesaron in malachas machsheves, it's considered a chatzi malacha, and it would only be asim in the abanam. The Ramban and Shabbos and Dav Tzadi Aleph bring just like we find the Gemara Menachos says that something that doesn't have the shear of a kezayis, it's a chesaron in the shear, and it was tough for it got blown up. And I gave this that it got blown up. Now it is the shear of a kezayis. It's not considered the chashivas of a shear, and one is oichle is still pater, being that it's not really the shear. It's only because it was tough and it got blown up that it now has the shear. Zokta Gemara Menachos, it's not considered the shear of a kezayis, and the person who eats it is pater. Zokta Ramban, who did when it comes to Melachos Shabbos, also the same halacha is true. If a person has something which is pachas mikigregus and its tofchak gets blown up, in such a case, being that it's not really the shear, just like it's not considered the shear for kol torah kula, who didn't benegeh Shabbos, also a person who is moitzi, it would not be considered, he was over the malacha, he was only over malacha b'chatzi shear, not b'shear shalom, he'd be pot, and he wouldn't be chayev achatas for this, that he was moitzi the shear. And the Rajba is chaylik, the Rajba says that it's shani kol yisum shebetoyra, because kol yisum shebetoyra, a person needs a shear mitzad adin. And being that meikar, it's not a kezayis, even though it's tofcha, and now it has the shear, we do not consider this to be the shear of the kezayis. Mashenki, when it comes to Shabbos, the reason why a person needs a shear on Shabbos is not the halacha of kol torah kula, that it's boi shear mitzad adin. This thing you need a shear on Shabbos is mishum chashivas. And if it was Dr. Rajbitz, like Gar, if it was tofcha from a case where a person was achshavei afilo pachas mikashir, if he himself is machshav this amount, it's considered chashiv, would then tofcha, being that people don't realize that it used to not have the shir, therefore in their minds it's an achshavei, it's considered chashiv, and in mele it's considered a malacha, and a person is over if he carries something that didn't have the shir and it was tofcha, when he carries it on Shabbos is chayiv. Hakaparim is machlekes the Ramban and the Rajba, if one who has something which is pachas mikashir, which is tofcha and is now mikashir, the Ramban said it's daimut to call it a rekula, and being that it used to be pachas mikashir, the tafcha doesn't help, and a person is still pater. So, the Rajba is a chilek. On Shabbos, a person, on call it a rekula, a person needs a shir mitzad adin. Pashenkin Shabbos, a person needs a shir mitzad achashivas, and being that in the eyes of people, this is chashiv, because it's tafcha, therefore, a mitzia is chayiv. Dr. Tetzai is chayim, they're being chilek in the machlekes, Rashi and the Rajbam. According to Rashi, that Shabbos, the Melech Shabbos, have the halacha, the regular halachas of a shiurim of kol torah kula, and a chatzi shiur is considered a chatzi shiur also in HaTorah, then it's mistava like the Ramban. There's the regular halachas of shiurim of kol torah kula, and therefore if a person has less than a shiur and it's tofcha, being that it's not considered a shiur in kol torah kula, who then it's not considered a shiur in again Melech Shabbos. Mashiach, the Rashi holds like the sheet of the Rashbam. The Rashbam says a chatzi shiur and Shabbos are different halachas, a chasan of Melechas Machshavos as a Torah. It does not have the halacha of shiurim of kol torah kula. Only being that it's not a chashuv malacha and malachas machshavas as a teiva, therefore it's considered a chatzim malacha, and if one is potter because he didn't do a malachas machshavas. Melech Dr. Rashba, who then if it's tough, being that now in the eyes of people this is considered a chashuv amount, it has chashivas, it's loydomi to call it a rekula, it's a din shir, here it's a din chashivas, and therefore I feel if it was tough also, meaning that now as the shir would be a chumra according to Rashbam, we would hold like the Rashba, that a mitzia would be chayiv, being that now it's chashuv in any b'nei odom, it's like gar from an achshavay, and it's considered malachas machshavas, and a mitzia would be chayiv for being mitzik kashir.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.